If something were, you might say it's not imitation maple syrup, it's...
Artificial?
No, it's not imitation, it's...
Or pure.
What's another word for that? Or it's not artificial leather, it's...
Genuine.
Yes, good. And if sugar were, sugar when it's sold retail is put up in packages, but if it were sold wholesale, it's sold how?
Book.
Yes, good. What is the sweet spread that you might put on toast in the morning?
Jam.
Or? Just like jam, but without the pieces in it. Apple.
Oh,
grape.
Yeah, or orange marmalade.
Well, no, not marmalade, but starting with a J.
Jam.
But starting like jam, the stuff that's like jam.
Jelly.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, what do you season your food with?
Salt and pepper.
And if there were a bowl of apples on the table and a child wanted one, he might say?
Gimme.
Gimme what?
Gimme that.
Well, he was asking particularly for the apple. He'd say, gimme.
Gimme that apple.
All right. It wasn't these boys. It must have been one of...
Those.
All right. And if something is not right close, you say, no, it's not here, it's...
There.
Or it's over...
Over there.
Did you ever say yonder?
Yeah. I've said that.
How do you say it?
It's over yonder.
Okay, don't do it that way. Do it...
This way.
And if you didn't hear what someone had said, what would you say to ask them to repeat?
Two, three ways you can do that. Because everybody asks me over again everything I say. I must not enunciate. I'd say, will you repeat that? I didn't hear you.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say, huh.
You don't say that.
No.
If a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life is hard on a man.
That's broke.
Okay, or what's the opposite of rich?
Poor.
Okay, and if there were a lot of peach trees, you'd say that's a peach?
Orchard.
All right, so if someone said to you, is that your orchard? You might say no, and then you point to another man and say, I'm just a neighbor, he's the man.
That owns the orchard.
Mm-hmm. And when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
And had plenty of money.
We're talking about his father. Next door
rich.
Was a boy.
Boy's father's rich.
Next door was a boy.
Whose father was rich?
That's it, good. Now, we're in fruits and vegetables, essentially. The inside part of a cherry is called a
pit.
And the inside of a peach.
Called a peach shell. No, a peach. Brain is gone.
Seed, stone.
Seed.
Okay. There are two kinds of peaches, essentially. There's one kind where the flesh sticks to the seed.
Clean.
And then it breaks away.
That's clean stone.
What's the kind that breaks away? It's clean.
That's called clear seed.
All right. Then the inside of the apple that you don't eat is the...
core.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call... Oh, if you cut up pieces of apples and dried them, what would you call that?
I call that, oh my gosh. I don't know.
Did you ever hear of snits? Good, you're not supposed to have heard of snits. Nobody in the Gulf States has heard of snits. Mm-hmm. Except for one man out in Texas who was German, and he knew the word. I think it's a German term.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but what do you call the kind of nut that Jimmy Carter grows?
Peanut.
Is there another term for that?
Gubba.
Anything else?
Ground peas.
Mm-hmm. Ever hear pinder?
Yeah.
Is that the same?
We don't use it, but it's the same thing.
It's not local?
No.
Okay. Then what are some other common kinds of nuts?